Question of the day。大学生英语在线，每天上午6:30，晚上11:00，与您准时相约。
大家好，这里是北京外语广播正在播出的大学生英语在线 Question of the Day， 我是 Larry。 今天我们请到的嘉宾还是 Emo。 Hello Emo。
Yes, smart Emo.
Hello Emo.
Hi, like we're making a phone call. Hi there.
Hello.
This is Emo. And smart Emo, right?
Yeah.
Do you think I'm smart?
Good question. I think you're really smart.
I only make friends with people who think I am smart.
Yeah, you are very smart, as I am. we're both smart people. Anyway, today we're going to talk about something smart.
What? There's anything smart than, you know...
A big thing, which is smart.
Then I am.
It's not somebody, it's something big, which
something
is...
Something big? What is it?
It's
节目一开始然后就被 Larry 吓到了，他今天带了一个好大的东西来，然后还是一个很聪明的很大的东西来，
叫 Smart City。
Smart City、so、
智慧城市
啊、Smart City 或者聪明的城市
啊、对，聪明的城市。然后 What's a Smart City? So for its definition, I particularly check out its definition on Wikipedia、
mm-hmm.
and let me read it out. Well, a smart cityIt's also called a smarter city. It uses digital technologies to enhance performance and well-being, to reduce costs and resource consumption, and to engage more effectively and actively with its citizens. Well, that's a very big concept for different...
It is. Every word it mentions is big, like citizens,、
yeah.
well-being...
And here are some key words.、
Uh-huh.
The key smart sectors include a lot of things like transport, energy saving, healthcare, water and waste. So a lot of aspects that are relevant to smart city.
Because city is big.
Full of people and different functions and different facilities. If something inside the city is smart, we can call it a smart city.、
And also I think a city is a place full of desires.
Desires.
I think the people's dreams, desires, and their, you know, all their feelings and everything. It's just like, you know, the space full of the energy we cannot see, but we only see, you know, these things with the shape, with the tangible things, but there's a lot of intangible things, and like, you know, the people's feeling, like this kind of things. And so I think smart city, in my mind, actually, till now, I still have no idea what this is. But, you know, in my imagination, it can be something about, is it about, you know, the culture, or is it about, you know, the imagination, this kind of thing?
It's mainly about technology, the high technology that we apply to different aspects, like traffic. You know, today when everybody turn on their mobile phone and check and open their Baidu Ditu or some other map app.
I really hate technology.
Oh, really?
I don't use any Baidu map, you know, when I'm walking, you know. I would like to try to risk, you know, at the losing ways, not using that. I just stick to the traditional way. I find something, you know, online about the smart city, the topic, and the examples are very interesting. Can I read it here?
Sure.
So it goes like this. Would you like to live in a city where buildings turn the lights off for you?Where self-driving cars find the nearest parking space, and where even the rubbish bins know when they're full. 我在小的时候听到这样子的话，比如说那个灯自动关闭，然后就是自动驾驶的汽车，然后自己找路，和就是比如说那个垃圾桶要是满了，然后他自己能知道，然后并且就是比如说清理或者提出警告，我会觉得这样的东西特别像
科幻片，
像科幻片 science fiction。但是我现在看到这些就觉得 it is happening, right?
Right.
It is happening.
Right, some parts of
and it becomes the that, you know, those trivial things and part of our daily life. I just, you know, went out of the bathroom and I just find the lights, you know, turns off itself automatically. And it becomes something so usual. I didn't take it as part of the smart city, but it is, right? It really is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a small part of the smart city. For a bigger part of the smart city, I think, especially in the process of urban planning, people will use the technology of smart city to plan the urban city. For example, when they want to build two buildings which are very close to each other, through calculation with computer, they can know how far they should be away from each other, just in case the shadow of one of the buildings won't influence the life of the people living in the other building.
Okay. So what about two people? How far they should stand from each other and they won't influence the light and the shadow? Can we calculate that? But do you think this kind of things, yeah, it brings the, you know, this kind of conveniences to our life, but do you think it also brings the cold things to our life? Can I say, because we're using data all the time, and human beings are, you know, those kind of emotional animals.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. So I agree with you to some extent, because when you want to look for some places you are not familiar with,
I would like to ask people.
Yeah,
actually,
asking people is kind of an activity between two human beings, which can create a kind of emotion between us. But if you have a very, very smart app on your mobile phone, which leads you to your destination, you don't have to ask other people, which means you lost the chance to communicate with a guy on the street. So, yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, but for this part, it just reminded me of this story. I've got a friend and who just got back from Australia, and when she was learning and in a university there, the girl actually one day she wanted to probably go somewhere for shopping, and she asked the people passing by and say, "Hey, you know." And before she asked the direction, and people was so afraid, and they just turned around and ran away. Really, literally ran away. And she got so shocked, and she soon learned from the locals, you know, because a lot of robbers and things like that happen. And she looked really strong. So she just, you know, scared people away. So I think for, you know,
I can't imagine a girl who is strong enough to threaten people.
So they say in Australia, if you want to ask for directions, you need to, you know, stand far away from them and ask while waving your hands and, you know,
and
gradually walking.
Gradually, okay.
To them. See how these smart cities change people.
大学生英语在线，欢迎您继续收听。
Let's get back. But you know, I think smart cities, that means we rely more on the science, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Less than people and less than our physical, you know, bodies and everything. Usually, you know, in the past we asked. Right.
Yep.
We ask for directions, and we ask for a lot of things. And even now, you see how smart we can be. Even in the education industry, people, you know, usually, you know, I think in our childhood, it was like we sit in a classroom and listen to the teachers teaching, and had all the interactions with, you know, the peers, the classmates. But for now, we have this online class, and
yeah,
we just, like, you know, sitting in front of the computer and listening and talking with the, probably, you know, the teacher on the other side, maybe on the other side of the planet.
Yeah, I think that's a very good point as one of the applications of smart city.
That must be, because education is kind of the central part of the human development. Think about this, but do you think it loses a lot of fun of being with people, I mean, the kids, and also for the young adults? It loses a lot of fun with being, you know, with the peers and the friends like this, if you're doing all the things through online.
Should I say yes or no?
Just complicated. This is just part of the smart, you know, the
smart city.
And
I think, of course, I think to some extent it's the real communication between two people. I mean, face-to-face communication can't be replaced by a smarter way like, internet communication in a smart city, because a face-to-face communication will give you more interaction emotionally, and you can touch people, you can shake people's hands, you can hug each other in real life rather than talking only through talking on the internet. So I think those gestures, those movements when you meet people in real life can give you more excitement and more emotions and more communication between each other than that on the internet.
Yeah, it makes sense. I think I get what you say. And actually, when you were talking about that, I was thinking about this smart things. Also, back to the big topic, the smart city and the traffic thing you mentioned there. Because Beijing is having this traffic jam kind of every day. People are trying to predict. I think now we're doing it well, right?
Not yet, I think. The traffic jams?
Yes.
We hope to do it well, I think, but the real situation might be there will be more and more jams on the roads because there will be more and more cars bought by people.
So I think maybe in the future people don't travel, you know, with a car or by the car. People travel...
By jet?
Yeah, you know, smart. So it has to be something. Well, it's like you, maybe it sends you to another place in a minute.
Yeah, I always have a dream about, you know, urban planning, which is about the means of transport, means of public transport. Probably in the future, a lot of means of transport will be above the ground, which might be the jets or plane, private planes, and
there must be the traffic jam in the air.
But the space in the air is much bigger, which is a three-dimensional space rather than the two-dimensional space on the ground. So there'll be more space for us to develop our transport system in the future in the air above the ground.
Try to be, you know, smarter. I mean, I never thought about this. People can travel in time.
Travel in time.
People can travel in time. Think about it. Like, usually it takes me 2 hours travel from Beijing to South China. But if I can travel in time, probably just take 1 minute, for me to get there.
I hope so. With the rapid development of our science and technology, probably we can travel back to the history. I want to travel through time, travel to the future and travel to the past to witness different peoples in different states.
How does that feel? I mean, how would that be feeling if you did?
I don't know, so that's why I'm very curious about that. I'm really willing to travel to the future, to say hello to the people living there.
And they would be scared. They would be, you get back. We don't really want to meet you. Go back to where you're from.
So anyway, the aspect of public transport system is one of the very important aspects in the smart city. And I'm thinking about the other side, the other aspect, which is the solution to treat air pollution in a smart city. I think in a smart city, people will have a better way to reduce the pollution in the air and to make our life better, make people have a healthy life with clean and fresh air. So probably in a smart city, there will be more trees, a more efficient way for people to commute,
Here's the thing, with my critical thinking, I don't agree.
Really?
See, you take the smart city as the consequence, can I say, or as the complete city, or as the ending, a good ending. But actually, I think smart city is the process of building it. And so actually, Beijing is part like smart city in some way, but a lot of things, it's just not smart enough. So I think, you know, smart city now means building up a smart city for us. It's not like, someday we'll get a smart city. No, it's like building up it day by day. Like, you know, for this kind of little things. And for people probably have this smart thinking, you know, because if we want to have this better environment, we want to have this, you know, better water, better air, and more trees, more green. So probably greener. And probably we need to have this consciousness, like, you know, to do these small things in our life and pay more attention to the information like this. So this probably is the way for people to do so, because the smart city is not about a bunch of experts who are building it. It's about everyone who has this consciousness and wants to have this.
I think so. It must be a result. It must be a result of everybody's effort, every normal citizen's effort.
This can't be wrong, you know.
It can't be wrong. It's the truth.
Some opinion can't be wrong.
Everybody wants to buy electric car which doesn't produce any pollution in the air. I think the air pollution, the problem of air pollution in Beijing will be definitely solved immediately. So if everybody can change our mind to live a better and greener life,
I think people, for me, I won't change my mind because I don't agree with any smart things. I don't use gadgets. I don't drive car.
But it would become a more natural way to live. If you replace your gasoline cars with those greener cars, those environmentally friendly cars, electric cars, which is actually a more natural way to live your life.
Okay, that's interesting. 其实在就是雅思的口语考试里面经常会让你去聊一聊你喜欢的城市是什么样子的，然后大家大多数会聊一下城市的现状，比如说自己的去过的旅游过的城市，但更多同学愿意聊一聊自己的家乡，因为好像比较熟悉。但是其实大家可以从 smart city 这个角度去聊，然后应该像我们刚才那样，然后只能忽悠忽悠出好多东西，
从地上到天上，从那个汽车到飞机，都可以聊一聊。
Right, and I just seem, you know, insist on that opinion. You know, I don't want to change my mind. I still want to have this natural life, and I don't really want to pay much attention to the smart city. You know, the concept. I think, but for people, you know, who's that into, the smart things, the smartphone, smart car, and this kind of things. Maybe only, you know, in a smart way can bring them back to the natural way. Because I think being smart, you know, is getting back to the really simple and this natural life, right? It's not about you really going a lot far and, you know, to the to a totally new different life and have all the machines or the gadgets to replace your stuff every day.
And also I think being smart is to be more efficient, which means we can save more energy and save more water for our natural system, which is your idea. I think, you know, you want to live in a natural life, and a smarter city can give you a natural friendly life with a more efficient system.
It just can't be wrong,
you know. It can't be wrong, yeah.
This is the good opinion, and I think this is the things, you know, we can apply to the oral English exam in the IELTS. And for this smart city and smart, you know, and also for the city, also for our life, or these kind of, you know, the things. The more you think of it, actually, the simpler you want to get it, because so many things, you know, it's like exploding, right, in our lives, the information and new things.
It's an age of information exploding. We have got so much information every day around us. So I think a smart city should give us a simpler life for us to you know, get the most useful information around us with a high efficient way.
Yeah, so people need to be smart first.
Yeah.
We need to be smart first.
Yes, you're smart, Emma.
Yeah, I'm smart, Emma.
Yeah, me too. Okay, I think our listeners are also very smart. So if you are smart enough, you should contact us through our
email. Okay, this is a good point.
Yeah, if you want to be a smart guy, welcome to listen to our program every night at 11 o'clock and every early morning at 6:30 a.m. And if you are interested in our topic today and if you want to ask more questions relevant to our English learning, welcome to write emails to us through our email address, which is question@am774.com. 欢迎大家写电子邮件给我们。我们的邮箱地址是 question@am774.com.
So if you want to contact me on the WeChat and friend me, my WeChat account is 3-ET. 3-ET. It's THREE, 横杠 ET. So what can be friend with me?
And also our WeChat platform, we got our brand new WeChat public account. 我们有一个最新的微信公众号，打开微信搜索大学生英语在线，添加我们，你就可以获得及时的考试资讯以及英语学习资料。感谢同学们的收听，也谢谢 Emma 老师的陪伴，我们下一期节目再见。
See you.
The other people watching me, and will all people watching the other people watching we, and we're as lonely as we wanted to be, we're all as lonely as we wanted to be, just as lonely as we wanted to be. I'm just you, you're just me, it's only true.Nobody never told me not to do. So I'll keep people watching, watch me now, finding my way back to you. But we're as lonely as we wanted to be, we're all as lonely as we wanted to be. I'm just as lonely as I wanted to be. I'm just you, you're just me. It's only true.So many feet going so many ways. People passing by, they got nothing to say. On our own, just watching and confused. But if nobody told me what to do, I can't stop breaking all.Other people watching we, and we're as lonely as we wanted to be, we're not so lonely as we wanted to be, I'm just as lonely as I wanted to be, not so lonely, 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 lonely.
Touch my hand.